Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Thursday, the 23rd of May. 2024 is a year packed full of elections, some of them in democracies. The relationship between politics and economics is therefore going to be important over the course of this year. The admonition of US President Clinton's campaign, "It's the economy, stupid," helps to emphasise the importance of economics, and, by extension, the absolute importance of economists. But the question is, what economy? What matters to an economist is not necessarily what matters to ordinary people. For instance, economists can and do get excited about inflation, quite rightly, as it's an exciting topic about which reasonably priced economics books could be written. But ordinary mortals, lacking the advantages of an economic education, often think in terms of price levels, not price changes. The idea of what a fair price level is sticks in the voter's mind, and a price increase will often be thought of as unfair for a year or two after the event, even if the price increases then cease. Similarly, the debate about GDP is one that doesn't really impact the voter. Whether growth was minus 0.1% or plus 0.1% in a quarter is, frankly, not visible to anybody other than a statistician. And these days, given the imprecision of data, that sort of distinction is often not visible to statisticians either. Perceptions of the economy, honest perceptions, not the fake news of sentiment surveys, are what matters politically. Spin, not substance. On the subject of elections, current UK Prime Minister Sunak has asked His Majesty the King to dissolve Parliament and call an election. Parliament will be dissolved on the 30th of May. Does this matter to markets? Almost certainly not. This is the one vote this year where markets express almost no uncertainty about the outcome. Global politics creeps in with the G7 finance ministers going on a late spring break to Italy. In the age of Zoom meetings and social media, it's quite hard to know what the point of the G7 actually is. It will certainly discuss using income from frozen Russian assets, largely held in Europe, to assist Ukraine. The decision is unlikely to come at the G7 meeting itself, obviously. It will be the result of bilateral negotiations and email shuttle diplomacy. The main relevance of this, though, is around shifting concepts of what it really means to claim to own an asset in an age of economic nationalism. In the world of central banks, we were treated to the US Federal Reserve minutes overnight. The text seems to suggest that some members of the FOMC were spooked by the March increase in rents in the city of Detroit, which, using the frankly absurd process of annualization, produced a 59% inflation rate. There was muttering about the raising rates if necessary. Note, this was not a forecast, but a highly conditional statement. There was muttering about keeping rates higher for longer. What there was not, at least not in the recorded minutes, was a discussion about whether higher for longer would actually achieve anything. The Federal Reserve has realistically achieved all it can in the prices that will be influenced by its policies. So the prices beyond its control, beyond the control of any economic force indeed, that have kept inflation in the United States distorted. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.